Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. We're live from the gorgeous Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa, Atlantic City. It's a Friday morning. It's a football Friday, baby. Keith Jones in the house right here in front of the Gypsy Bar. Jones, you're back.
Friday. I'm back.
Could you be more excited?
I'm excited.
He's very excited. Very Al, excited. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Rhea, are you excited?
I cannot wait.
We're excited. You know why we're excited? Because on Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles, under new coach Nick Sirianni, will risk their undefeated season in Game 2 at Lincoln Financial Field. And before we go any further, listen to me out there. If you are out there and you are going to the game, the Eagles will require you to call in first today with us, 215-592-9494, because in a few minutes, I'm bringing on somebody who I have arranged on my own. I booked them all by myself.
Wow.
Because I'm not going to say how many consecutive Eagle home openers he has attended, but when you hear the number, you will become woozy. Woozy, Jonesy.
That's awesome.
This guy. Now, already back there, Joe Wechter, my screener. Yeah. I like calling him a screener.
He does not like that.
I know he does. Screener. That's why I'm calling him that. He has informed me that this guy's consecutive record is bogus.
Why?
Because there's no way he could have gone last year when no fans were allowed.
Well,
we will clear that up when the guy calls in.
I was wondering.
But
that.
This is, and I want to ask people right now, before we even dive into this game on Sunday, if you're out there and you have gone for a number of consecutive games, I want to know about that. Do you have an home opener tradition? Because, Josie, a lot of people do. Hockey, too, right?
They
make it an annual event. We start the season when they start the season. This is your first chance to do that. And you have heard, I played yesterday for you, the excitement among the Eagles. There's a lot of new feet people there. And they can't wait to hear you. Nick Sirianni has never heard you. All I know is this. One of the reasons Nick wanted to come here, you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of players come here as free agents. You know why? You. Because you are passion in sports, and you need to show it on Sunday. 215-592-9499. Let's do a quick dive into what's going on right now. I'll start. All right, so here's what you got. This is what I love about this kind of game. In the preseason, I get so many emails from people giving me what they call power rankings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they go, you're not going to believe this. The Eagles are 26th. They're 26th out of 30. They stink.
Yeah.
All right? And they go, and then you go, wow, look at the Niners. They're four.
Yep.
The Niners are amazing. And then you look and you go, well, wait a minute. The Niners, the 49ers, they barely won in Detroit last week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how they got outscored 23-3?
Yeah.
And by the way, we're going to talk about that. Maybe it's conditioning. Detroit?
They lost their starting cornerback. That was a big deal.
All right. He's still gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But here's the thing. So let's start with Nick. looking at the Niners' defense, because they got to the Super Bowl a couple of years with this defense. They're supposed to have a great defense. Here's your coach, Nick Sirianni, talking about plotting against those boys.
Yeah, they got good players. They got good players around that, along that front seven. They really do. They got some, you know, they got some high draft picks in there that I think they're coached well. They run a sound defense where they emphasize their speed and how they run around. The guys know what they're doing. They can play all types of different players, young guys, old guys, because they always know what to do. And so you see that. You see a good tackling unit. We're gonna have a challenge, and we just got to do everything we can do this week to be ready for it.
All right, a couple of things I'd add. One of the reference points is Nick Bosa. Great pass rusher.
Yes. Yeah.
Will be lined up most of the day against your best lineman who didn't play last Sunday, Lane Johnson. Lane needs to show up Sunday.
Yes.
Rhea, he was not good last Sunday.
No, he had two penalties and the one sack he allowed.
Yeah, he was not Lane Johnson. But I always have had this feeling about Johnson that he feeds off the crowd. And I think you're going to see that he's feeding off the crowd on Sunday. He's got to do it. Bosa's really good.
Yeah.
But here's the thing Ray did, as you told us yesterday. By the way, if you did not hear Ray picked an Eagles upset over the Niners. And he said one of the big reasons is the Niners have never been good at stopping a running quarterback.
Yep.
And that's where Jalen Hurts comes in big time. Jalen Hurts you may have the greatest defensive plan there is. If he's flushed out of the pocket and there's a room to run, he's going to get the first down. Al, that's the ingredient. No, Buddy Ryan used to say this years ago. He was a defensive genius. He went, the one thing I can't guard against is a running quarterback.
Yeah.
That's why I love Randle.
Yeah.
Because Randle covered a lot of other problems that happen just by being able to run. Jalen Hurts, I don't even think we've seen the best of Jalen Hurts' running ability. Jonesy, Jalen Hurts is going to gash those guys on Sunday.
He can, and I think you're right when you're talking about a big challenge against a team that's highly ranked like San Francisco.
Right.
I think he'll push to another level when he gets past some of those guys that are in the pass rush or trying to knock him down.
All right, now. There's also a weird sequence here about that defense because they have a defensive coordinator who does not have a lot of experience.
DeMeco.
The name will be very, very familiar to you because he was a player at the Eagles and a really smart one.
Yeah.
DeMeco Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
But Rhea,
yeah.
He's kind of new at
he's
the
new,
job,
right?
No?
And that's what Ray said hurt them in the game against Detroit.
Let's see what Nick has to say about defensive coordinator DeMeco Ryans.
Scheme is very similar to what those defenses are, the Seattles, the old Atlantas, the old Jacksonville's, the last year's San Francisco's. You know, there's a lot of guys that run this scheme, and they run it really well. Good sound defense. As far as coach there, everybody in this building talks super highly of him and how good of a person he was and how smart he was and how hard of a worker he was. So no surprise to me that he's a good coach as well. Got a lot of respect for him. I got a lot of respect for that defense they have over there at San Francisco.
I keep in mind, Nick Sirianni is the offensive coordinator who does the offense on the Eagles, and he is speaking very, very eloquently about the defense he's facing.
Mm-hmm.
This does not sound like a rookie head coach. Jones, are you
no,
with me?
Yeah,
does he not?
Sounds like a mature coach.
I got to put my cards on the table. You know what's going on right now with me and Sirianni?
Oh, no, don't say it.
We had an amazing first date.
Oh.
Went well. I texted him when I got home. Reinforced the magic that happened on the first date. And now I'm really looking forward to the second date.
But you were unable to send him a picture.
I'm not sending him a picture. Rhea, why are you? This is a great analogy, Abdo. It's the first blush of a man of a, what they call a bromance. It's
I am
feeling the start of a bromance when he speaks. Now, a week ago, the Zoom conference when he was hired, no love, the opposite.
Yeah,
I am not dating him. No, that
he
is
wore
not,
a bad shirt.
No, I am swiping left. I'm swiping left, doing it. You with me, Jonesy?
Not really, but keep going.
But now I'm starting to feel something.
A tingle? You're feeling a tingle?
I'm feeling a tingle, and our second date is Sunday at 1 at Lincoln Financial Field. I got a good feeling. other side of the ball weirdness. I witnessed this when I covered the Eagles 112 years ago.
All right.
This is a team under Kyle Shanahan, who, by the way, blew a Super Bowl a few years ago with Atlanta. Kyle Shanahan is attempting to use two quarterbacks simultaneously.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It is always a problem.
No, it's a problem for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because that quarterback runs, like you said, with Hurts. The problem is their second quarterback can run.
Yeah.
Trey Lance.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The not problem is he's from North Dakota.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
And the second not problem is that it's annoying their number one quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a big story in San Francisco
week. Yeah.
That he is not, Garoppolo is not hiding the fact that he thinks he's being disrespected.
Yeah.
Because they're wedging Lance in.
Yep.
And they're making it clear that eventually Lance is the guy.
Yeah.
Garoppolo is on a banana peel right now, about to slip out.
He's calling Aaron Rodgers every day. What do I do?
Now, here's where it gets fun.
Yeah.
Because Jonathan Gannon is also a novice as a defensive coordinator for the Eagles. Brand new, all right? Now, here's his description of having to prepare for Garoppolo and Lance.
Yeah.
Well, our guys will be prepared with, hey, this is this guy's skill set, and this is how we have to defend him. And it's a little bit different than defending Jimmy. You know, Jimmy, this is his skill set, and this is what we have to be aware and how we have to defend. And then when they make adjustments, we have to make adjustments.
All right, and then you got Darius Slay out there. And by the way, I am more comfortable with my cornerbacks right now, Slay and Nelson, than I've been in many years. And Slay is out there, Al, and Slay is talking about having two different quarterbacks to prepare for.
I played against two quarterbacks before, so my opinion right now is just like a younger Kaepernick and a younger, like, older Alex Smith, you know, back when they had them times in San Fran.
Very well thought out, but here's the best part of it.
What is it?
Jonathan Gannon's happy about it. Jonathan Gannon, after one game in Philadelphia, is excited for the challenge of preparing for two quarterbacks. Listen.
And we'll prepare our guys with the first start of how we're going to roll. And then when if we need to make adjustments, then we'll prepare them kind of later in the week. Hey, here's the next wave, so to speak, of here's what we're going to do. So it's actually, I think it's kind of cool. Our players, they'll like the multiplicity of how we're going to play this week.
You think Jim Schwartz would have said it was kind of cool?
No.
I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Basically, this is like, all right, I'm going on my second date with Sirianni, and I'm even enjoying his family. I'm starting to like his family.
Oh, God.
This is not going
to
end.
You with me, Jonesy?
I don't think it's going to end well.
Why are you squeamish about this, Jonesy? Don't know why you're squeamish.
You're a beautiful man.
I'm not beautiful. I'm just trying to give people an analogy.
Yeah.
When you are new with somebody, and you're feeling, Al, you remember what it was like when you were dating?
Maybe
you don't.
I don't remember.
Pretty old.
What the hell? I don't
maybe not.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, here are your 215-592. Yeah. I have just made everyone here uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do your awkward noise.
But this is awkward. A great people can feel what I'm feeling.
Yes,
they're at the same spot. Yeah. You know, second day. You know what? This time I'll dress up a little bit.
You didn't.
Time,
you
didn't. Maybe I'll try a little of Jay Wright's cologne.
You didn't date
awkward.
Much, did you?
Anyway, 215.
Expecting a kiss?
592-9499. Let me bring up my friend Tommy from Alabama because this guy knows football. Hi, Tommy.
Yo, Ange. How you doing, my brother?
I'm very excited. I can't wait for Sunday, Tom.
Man, I'm glad it's an early game. I mean, even that old adage, I believe in it. The West Coast teams coming from early, and they came from last week over there.
All right.
But the deal, like he was just saying right now, with Hurts, with his speed.
Yeah.
I think it was the first play under center. I think when he came in there for Wentz, and it was his first down. If you watch it, they show it all the time. He goes flush left. He has a hole. And if you look, the defensive back is 5 yards trailing on an angle to the sideline. Hurts picked up like 15 yards, a first down on that play, and he never got out of second gear. I mean, that's
right.
The deal. He's going to, you know, I mean, that's what I was saying the other day, and I know, believe me, it's a high honor. I'm just hopeful that somewhat of Randall Cunningham, even though Cunningham had a stronger arm, but I noticed it's faster than Cunningham.
You know, and, Tommy, I'm officially assigning you. You're my Alabama correspondent. If anything happens with Dickerson or Hurts or Smith, I'm going to need your input because you saw the play at Alabama and you're very knowledgeable. All right, you're going to be like my correspondent for Alabama players.
Hello. I'm with you, brother. I'm down.
All right, Tommy, hey, now hold on. I need a minute here because I'm trying to set the scene for Sunday at 1. You're in Alabama, right? Like, are you just alone in your house watching the game? What do you do for a big Eagles game all the way down in Alabama?
That's it, brother. I mean, I wouldn't do it no more, like, Eagles game and all. I never would have thought that, too. But, you know how you get older, you know what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah.
All cooped up in the stadium, hot and all over there. But, you know, the Eagles now, they freed up some space with that Cox deal. They need to now, during the year or during free agency, but especially with the draft capital, it's time to now to do the defensive side, a big-time linebacker, a big-time cornerback, and a safety. Are you
all right,
with
Tommy, your timing on this is not perfect. Tommy, call me on Monday. Let me know what you think, all right? Tom from Alabama checking in. He's already making roster moves.
I saw that. He's getting ready for a Super Bowl.
I'm 1-0. Can I savor this? I'll make my roster moves at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that now.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Who out there is going to the game on Sunday, and are you maintaining a tradition? Rhea, you go to all these games.
Yes.
I know you. I'm not counting last year. That does not break your streak. You were not allowed in.
Do you know
how many in a row you've done?
I've missed one game in the last 27 years, and that was because when Clark was born, he was.
You have gone to every Eagle game for 27 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And normally with the Novacare people?
Well, not. I've been with them I've been going there like the last 10.
Last 10.
Yeah.
In those 10 years, how much wine do you think you consumed in that luxury box?
Not in the box, more out in the tailgate.
A case?
No, not a case.
At least a case.
You can't have a case
10
of...
10 years?
Yeah.
10 years, 8 games a year, that's 80 glasses of wine. That's a case. 215, you with me, Jones?
You make a good case.
215-592-9494. We come back. Rick is coming on. You're not going to believe how many in a row. I'm going to tell you some right now. I guarantee you this. Nobody listening has gone to as many straight home openers minus last year than Rick. He's next. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 660.
Summer might be winding down, but the savings at Lexus of Cherry Hill are just heating up. My friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill are 3-time consecutive J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winners for the customer sales experience. This fall, you can save in person or conveniently shop online with their express store and receive complimentary home delivery. Car inventory improving daily with over 250 new vehicles to choose from. So go stop in, see my friend Ed Sunday, his amazing team. I've known them for years. They will take amazing care of you. Make sure you tell them Rhea sent you. Their team of experts will make sure you're happy driving off the lot with a great deal on a new or pre-owned Lexus. Get the Lexus you want at a price you need at Lexus of Cherry Hill. Shop savings in person or online at LexusofCherryHill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, where the finest automobiles reside. Brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Phillies rallied from an early 7-run deficit to beat the Cubs 17-8. Bryce Harper, 2 walks, 2 doubles, a home run, 4 RBIs. Phillies are 3 games behind Atlanta, 2.5 off the wild card with 16 to play. Eagles home opener Sunday with the 49ers, who lost starting linebacker Dre Greenlaw to a groin injury that will require surgery. New York Giants lost to Washington 30-29. Dexter Lawrence jumping offside on Washington's game-winning field goal attempt. They missed, but they would make it on the second attempt. Giants are 0-2. Looking for a new career? Join NovaCare's team. They are hiring front desk patient service specialists and physical therapists. Interested? Head to NovaCare.com and click careers. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, cloudy with occasional showers. This afternoon, a high of 78. It is currently 72. To stream 94WIP, go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.